The season of the toxic immersion is nigh. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Or the Indian equivalents for Hindu festivities, Ganpati Bappa, Moria. These words spring joy in every Mumbaikar. Mumbai can be associated with many things, but I associate it with the Ganpati festival. It is a festival of joy and togetherness which is celebrated in mid-August/September. As a child, I would go visit exhibitions for the holiday. Each year the exhibition would get bigger and more grandeur. This beauty would become a horrid sight on the day of immersion. The day Ganpati, the deity, is brought, the entire city is celebrating, and when it leaves, the entire city is mourning. The environment is toxic. And the letdown after the holidays is of epidemic proportion. Not just in India, everywhere. My mother was exactly the same age I am now when she told my brother, "No one needs me anymore. I am done." And then she died. I remember that was one of the reasons I was sobbing when she died. I felt I needed her. But did she know it? Did I express it in any way? No. I needed her like one needs a cane. Like someone needs an RV. Yeah. RV. I thought I needed her because I wanted to travel across the country in an RV, and because my mother had the capacity to appreciate little towns and scenery, I thought she would be a good travel partner. But I didn't have an RV, I didn't share my dream with her, and she couldn't even offer to go with me. And because we didn't have a single idea or anything we shared, I am sure if we had ever gone to that trip, we would have been miserable, hating each other. My mother was toxic. Why? I don't know. But she was. Never happy. Never having fun. There is a human arrogance idea that you can stay above other people, that you can stay high vibration, and happy in an unhappy toxic environment. One of my students managed to lift herself to 400 vibration a few weeks ago. Then she played host to her 100 vibration mom for 10 days, and you can guess what happened. Her vibration dropped to 100, her IQ dropped to 40, and she is struggling to come back even to where she was before she first started studying with me. She is not there yet. And now comes Thanksgiving. And then Christmas. In the past 20 years I limited my exposure to low vibration to maximum 3 hours at a time. And when it was longer, I could feel how my life was draining out of me. Like when I went to Landmark evening seminars and was driven there. So the whole exposure was closer to 5 hours than 3. You wouldn't go to a room full of smallpox patients trusting only your strong immune system. And yet my students, year after year, go back and immerse themselves in low vibration environments expecting themselves to be immune to them. Poppycock. But just because I say poppycock, or nonsense, it doesn't make me higher vibration, or smarter, or anything. People, year after year, time after time, do the same thing, expecting different results. How old do you think you are when you do that? I say 3 years old. So you live in the world as a 3-year-old, and expect the world to work the way you imagine it should. How well is it working for you? Not well, I am sure. Unless you grow up and learn that the world works the way the world works. Unless you grow up and get that people are the way people are, things are the way things are, you are going to be unhappy and unsuccessful at life. Forever. And moreover, unless you learn that you are the guardian of yourself. Unless you learn that it is your job, and yours only. And unless you accept that if you are not for you, then there is no one to be for you. Start being for yourself, taking care of yourself, you cannot become happy, and of course, you cannot become successful. And there is more, unless you learn that being for yourself expresses itself not in feelings, emotions, but in actions, actions you take intentionally, for yourself, you are not for yourself. Actions, the biggest missing. Like I wanted to spend time and cross the United States in an RV with my mother. I could have enrolled her, make her excited, and take steps, actual steps towards that worthy ideal. But I did it all in my head. In the privacy of my own head. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. In this case, traveling in an RV, with my mother, stopping when we see something worth looking at, and enjoying it. I didn't do it. I didn't fail at it. Because I never even started it. Took no actions. It was just pie in the sky daydreaming. On the other hand, with developing a training method, mapping out the human condition accurately enough that someone with more skills than what I have can actually do the work of training, I have succeeded. So despite all that doesn't look successful, I have lived a successful life, and I am going to have a good death. Regretting nothing. Can you say that you have lived a successful life? If not, it is not too late to start. Actions, remember? One more thing, what Earl Nightingale didn't say because he didn't think it mattered, but it does. In that sentence, success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. One word is missing. It is implied, but implying it is not enough. The missing word is intention. You need to intend to progressively realize that worthy ideal. Realize, do what it takes to bring it into reality. Progressively, step by tiny steps. Some successful, some not so successful. But nevertheless, steps. AKA actions. What is a worthy ideal for you is immaterial. But I have a warning word for you. Unless you intend, like Golden Rule Jones of Toledo, that what you want for yourself, you want for everybody, you may have success, but not happiness. I have never seen a happy person who arrived to where they are on the dead and exploited, beaten up bodies of others. If you want to learn to turn intention on, so you can be guided by, moved by your own intention, I have the training available for you. It is a bunch of recordings where you can simply follow what I ask participants to do, and if you do it correctly, you'll have intention. Pay attention, when you turn on attention, there is a click that you can hear. No click. You are imagining yourself turning it on. And your results will show, no intention, no success. To be able to stick with progressive, you definitely need intention. For your actions to be effective, you need intention. To avoid immersing yourself in the comfortable and toxic environment you probably live in, you need intention. Don't forget that the world's average vibration is under 100. And you, judging from the starting point measurements, 90% of all who reads this article, your vibration is much higher. Averaging 180. Learn to consciously turn on the intention to at least stay higher vibration. You'll thank me for it. Learn to turn on intention at will. P.S. I could repeat my mother's words, nobody needs me. Because feeling that you need someone doesn't mean that you do. Only actions express need. You need money? You start doing stuff that will bring you money. Need love? You go out and start loving people. Need help? You ask for it and then use the help. Not just listen to it. So this is how I know nobody needs me anymore. Or not really.